Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome, listeners, to Life and Love Under New Management, Season 2, with me, your host, Q Speaks. This cold weather is a bit brutal on my sinuses, so I may sound a bit stuffy this evening, but I feel wonderful, and I'm excited to be back here with you all. Wow. Yes, it has been a minute, but we are back with plenty of messages, inspiration, energy, and exciting goodies. This season, there are going to be guests. We'll have wonderful topics, a lot of them supplied by you, my listeners, and we will be providing you guys with resources and tools to help fuel those dreams of yours out there so you can stop sleeping on them and bring them to fruition. This evening's premiere is really just a short message, and it's titled Back on Track, because no matter how sidetracking the curveballs life throw at you are, if you stumble or even fall down, we can get back on track. So let's jumpstart the new year right here, right now. It is a new day, every day. And let us feel each one that we are blessed to receive with new hope, new energy, new moves, more effort, more peace, more joy, and a ton of progress. In preparation for a new beginning, one thing we must do first, and that's sift. And the two main things that we need to sift are our minds and our surroundings. I speak on sifting often, and you'll hear it repeated because it's something that we need to do occasionally, sometimes more often than others. Life is all about learning, and sometimes we repeat many of those lessons that we don't get until we learn it. And that's just the way that it is. It will come back redressed, re-outfitted until we understand. So I myself, along with you, meaning together, will stop going around that same mountain and let's learn some new things and let's go through that valley with our heads high, okay? So regarding the mind, I'm speaking on how we think and approach our life and the way we deal with the moments, whether good or bad. It requires us having a solid, sound mind and for us to have joy. So if we want joy, which we all should, it's going to require a positive mind. When we make choices that aren't for our betterment, we judge ourselves. But know this, condemnation is unacceptable. God has promised us joy and wants us to have it in abundance. So one point that a lot of us need to focus on, and maybe many of you don't, I myself like to share this because I learned it a long time ago, and that's to not hold others accountable for our happiness. They're not responsible for us. They're not responsible for our joy. They didn't give it to us. They did not promise it to us. And the sooner this is learned, the sooner our shift will come. Regarding our surroundings, people and the energy that they bring with them can either be beneficial or detrimental. So it's important that you make sure that the people around you are on similar paths, that they're like-minded, working towards becoming better without distracting your to-do list, else you need to go in the other direction, which would be headed north to the right track. Remember, beating up on yourself and feeling bad about making moves to become better, it's not allowed. See, when you know better, you are supposed to do better so that you can be better. And it's more than okay to fear change, to fear the unknown, just change in spite of it. You got to do something different in order to receive what you've never had before. You must do something different in order to go somewhere that you've never gone before. Together, if you're unable to do it by yourself, I'm here to encourage and inspire you and you to do the same for me. But I'm telling you, you are going to have to be able to see the impossible and impossible. And the question always will remain, how bad do you want it? Right now, it's December. It's cold. Don't know where you guys are. I, myself, am in the Midwest, and it's a little nippy. And I had the privilege of speaking to some really wonderful women the other day, directors of a homeless shelter and in Detroit, Michigan. It's called Operation Get Down. And we were speaking, and it was just alarming to learn of the increase in the amount of homeless people that they sheltered daily. I mean, they went from providing shelter to about 45 people a night to providing shelter to 100 plus. They are out of room. They are in need. So many shelters, so many people are in need. And it just brought me to a screeching halt. And I started thinking about the little bitty things that set us off, the things that we let steal our joy. You know what? No. The things that we roll over and play dead on and just let joy leave us. And we can just turn around in our own backyard and see someone else having it a trillion times harder than what we're having. It's humbling. And whenever you can take your eyes off of yourself and look at someone else and stop saying, I need, and ask, what can I do to help? Say thank you constantly to God. We say that. But then it makes me wonder, are we afraid to ask him what is it that he would like for us to do? It takes courage to walk that good walk. I'm learning that every day. You know, life isn't for the meek. And if being good and doing it right and getting it in the way we're supposed to was easy, then I suppose everyone would be doing it. I mean, we have support systems and support groups for, you know, loss when you grieve and when you have vices such as alcoholism, substance abuse, whether you're battered. I don't know about a group outside of church where people can just support each other with good spirit, which is why I say it's important that the people you talk to daily are hungry to become better and growing in their spirit, that they have a good word to share with you and vice versa, that you can help one another. Have a support system of people who can help your mind and spirit grow. If you're not doing that, you're going to be stuck and you're just going around in circles, and it's obvious that you don't want better. You don't want to be better. So hopefully you're not one of those people who constantly ask, why me? Why isn't this happening? Yet you're doing nothing to change your situation. I'm telling you, sweetheart, it begins with you, not the people around you. You could be living in a house with 20 people and feel that the world is all on your shoulders or the world is out to get you. But if you change your mind and how you deal with those 19 people that you reside with, your life would be better. It would be amazing, and they will wonder, what happened to you, and how did you find that joy? Because it starts with you, and they weren't responsible for it. Thank God for it, and get moving. I am proud to say that I am president of a nonprofit organization called Womanhood, Inc., and our focus is to nurture and develop young women. But I'm telling you, after speaking with these wonderful women at Operation Get Down, it just drove me more to coordinate this first annual winter coat drive that we're having through December 9th or December 7th. It is December 7th through December 19th, and it's a part of our New Day, New Hope initiative. And it's like my new motto and message to you all. You're going to hear it. You're going to start saying it at home. You're like, hey, new day, baby, new hope. That means each day you have an opportunity to make it better, and today doesn't have to be like yesterday. It can be a million times more beautiful. We're going to welcome donations of clean, gently used adult coats, as well as new hats, gloves, socks, and blankets. We'll also be accepting travel-sized toiletries, such as like toothpaste, toothbrushes, deodorants, combs, and lip balm, things for the homeless to have in their kit when they come and get fed and cleaned and clothed. So I'm asking anyone in the Detroit area to please join us in our efforts to warm the homeless in our communities. You know, our families aren't only hungry, but they are freezing amidst Michigan's brutal winters, and your contributions can make a significant difference. You know, we as a people are feeling a strain from the economy, but there is no greater feeling than being of service and helping your neighbor. So all of these donations are going to go to Operation Get Down in Detroit, Michigan. And if you're interested in more information on how to donate or want to sign up to become a drop-off location for this cause, please do contact our coat drive coordinators at area code. Get a pen. I'm going slow. Area code 248-722-3457 and area code 313-822-3361. Now, if you missed that, this show is, fortunately, it will be archived and you can play it again or email me. And I'll answer any questions that you may have about today's brief message. But I want to also encourage you guys to email me with your comments and your questions and your topic suggestions. I do read them all. You can email me directly by sending all correspondence to the following email address, and that's talktothe1q@gmail.com. Now, that one is a number. So, again, it's talktothe1q@gmail.com. talktothe1q@gmail.com. So if you know of any bright community stars being of service and taking that one step toward a better tomorrow, send me their story, because I'm going to be highlighting someone every week. If you're giving of yourself, I want to know you. I want you to inspire me and help me inspire and encourage others. Also, you can follow my blog at imqspeaks.wordpress.com. That is imqspeaks.wordpress.com. All right. This was my welcome back message called Back on Track for Season 2 of Life and Love Under New Management. I'm excited about our upcoming episode, our guest speakers, co-host messages, and topics and goodies for my listeners. All of that, you guys are the reason that I am here. I have checked stats and am blown away by the people who want to hear Q speak during Life and Love Under New Management. So I'm going to wrap up, but I want you guys to join me here next week as we keep it rolling with New Day, New Hope Friday, December 9th, 2011 at 7 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. All right, everyone. This is Q Speaks, and I'm signing out with prayers for your peace, your prosperity, and empowerment for all of you. I'm going to let Yolanda Adams close us out with my wish for you all, and that's to be blessed. Mwah.
Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside. Was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf I just ask if he would be there for you. right now, but it sure could be a lot worse. Just be blessed.